AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. She's back in the political limelight, former governor and vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin.
Thank you so much. It's so great to be in Iowa. We're here just thawing out. Todd and I and a couple of our friends here from Alaska lending our support for the next president of our great United States of America, Donald J. Trump.
Palin will attend several campaign events with Trump on Wednesday. Ben Carson's campaign is grieving the death of a staffer in a van crash in western Iowa.
Carson was campaigning in Charleston, South Carolina, when word of the crash reached him.
One of the vans in Iowa with one of our staffers and three student volunteers hit a patch of ice, flipped on its side, was hit by another vehicle.
Dr. Carson, a retired neurosurgeon, was in contact with a trauma center in Omaha, Nebraska, where 25-year-old Braden Joplin was flown.
I've talked to the neurosurgeon up there and I've talked to the family.
But Joplin died of his injuries. The three volunteers will survive. I'm Ross Simpson.
Officials have suspended the massive search for 12 Marines who were aboard two helicopters that crashed off Hawaii last week. Marine Corps Brigadier General Russell Sanborn says the operation is now one of recovery.
The goal now is to switch to the recovery and salvage operations. So, as you know, there is an aircraft mishap board that has been formed to look at all the evidence and try to thoroughly investigate the mishap.
A memorial is tentatively planned for Friday at Marine Corps Base Hawaii. At least five schools in Detroit will be closed Wednesday due to a high volume of teacher absences. A group called Detroit Teachers Strike to Win warned of the closings as teachers continue a sick out to protest school conditions and financial conditions. This is AP Radio News. The former Marine among the Americans freed from Iranian captivity last weekend says he's humbled and lucky.
After more than 4 years as a prisoner, Amir Hekmati figured there were more to come.
I had just sort of accepted the fact that I was going to be spending 10 years in prison.
The deal that freed Hekmati and three other Americans was a surprise.
I did not relax until we were outside of Iranian airspace.
When they popped champagne corks and celebrated. Speaking to reporters in Germany where he's being treated, Hekmati's now looking forward to his next flight, home to Michigan.
I really want to see my family and be back in the land of the free.
Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
An Amnesty International report says Iraqi Kurdish forces are deliberately destroying Arab villages.
You can see the tracks of the bulldozers and the pattern of destruction on the houses. These houses have not been blown up. They have been hit.
That's the report's author. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.